Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to talk about truth, anticipate truth. And we want to look at Deuteronomy 18, and just two verses actually for this morning. There's a lot going on today. We'll look at two verses, and as we do that, I do want to take a moment to pray for the victims of the tornadoes in the mid part of our country, especially in Kentucky. There's a lot of loss of life, and I think it would be very appropriate as a church to pray for them and just for the service. So will you bow your heads just for a moment with me? Let's pray. We're very grateful, Father, for the opportunity, for the life and the strength that we have to gather together, whether we're watching home online or here on campus. And we're very grateful, Lord. Nation went through a lot, especially this weekend with deadly tornadoes, with multiple losses of life. And as they search for survivors, we really pray you would empower first responders and those that are trying to find surviving victims. We are one nation, and when tragedy and disasters befall one part of our country, we do want to be a church that does care, and especially to pray, especially for many families that have lost loved ones through these storms. We pray for your spirit to comfort and protect them. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for seeing us through hard times in this past year. We think about our nation and all that we're going through. We pray for your mercy and grace upon us, Father. And thank you that we can gather together as the body of Jesus Christ, the church, the family of God. And we thank you for the power and comfort of your truth that we're going to look at. And so we invite your presence here, O Holy Spirit. Speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's Advent season, and we're so glad that you've joined us, whether you're watching our live stream or later on in the week or here with us today. I want to give a very pointed message on truth. It's a little bit different kind of message that maybe we don't often hear this perspective of Jesus during Christmas season, but I feel it's very important. And here is Moses speaking in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy means the second giving of the law, Deuteronomus, which is a retelling and reminder to God's people as they've been through a lot. They've journeyed through many, many trials about to finally arrive at their destination. And Moses is retelling the law to remind God's people, that they are his covenant people, that they are God's people, and to be reminded of God's covenant promises over them as they begin a new phase between them, their families, their children, and loved ones. And as Moses will also, as he's an aged man and leader and prophet, he says this, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him." Oh, okay, I read actually verse 9, but verse 18 is what we want to look at today. And as Moses is reminding of this, this is actually God's word for his people. "I, the Lord, will raise up for my people a prophet like you from among their brothers." This is a very important promise that God gives his people, because as Moses will one day be gone, the people long to have someone speak God's word to them as an anointed prophet of God. And even though one day Moses will pass, God reminds his people that "I will continue to bring you my words, my truth through other prophets." But we see here that it points forward to a prophet who one day will come, who will be able to give God's truth to God's people in the world forever. This is the promise of God for his people, a prophet like me. This will ultimately be fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ. During this Christmas season, I think it's very easy to forget all that is happening in Jesus' arrival in that manger when he came to earth 2,000 years ago. I think for a lot of us, in the absolute craziness and hecticness of the season, very easily can see Jesus as merely a holiday Jesus. He's cute. He's adorable. Yes, he is the heart of Christmas for sure, but we're so busy and we're trying to make Christmas perfect this year after all that we have experienced and been through in this past year. For a lot of us, to be very honest, we don't give a lot of thought to who is Jesus and why did God really send him? And if we're very honest with ourselves, Jesus is kind of like the cherry on top of the sundae in the midst of all the holiday things we need to do. Of course, get baby Jesus in there. Ah, that makes it perfect. Now my Christmas is complete. And if we're very honest with ourselves, for us, Jesus is basically a holiday Jesus. He's just one of the many things in the midst of shopping and presents and Christmas trees and Santa Claus and gift giving and candy canes and shopping, all that stuff. Of course, ding, there's Jesus, holiday Jesus. I think for some of us who may be a little bit more theologically inclined, as I often see myself as being one of those people, we connect Jesus during this Christmas with the cross, as we should. But in so many ways, Jesus during Christmas becomes a transactional Jesus to you and I. He came to earth to get ready to die for our sins. We welcome baby Jesus, but of course, it's just the cross that we're waiting for. So let's get on with the show. Jesus, come into the world, save us, do your thing, get to the cross, and we'll all be good. And to be very honest, this is something that's very easy to fall into as well. A holiday Jesus, a transactional Jesus. But I would like to leave us with this challenge and thought that one of the most important roles and impact that Jesus can have as we think about his arrival into our world on that beautiful morning is that we need to see Jesus as a prophetic Jesus. A prophetic Jesus. God sent his one and only son to this world. Yes, to be born. Yes, to identify with us. Yes, eventually to head to the cross and give his life for us. Yes, yes, yes. But God sent his own son as one of us so that he can be the one who delivers God's truth and God's word as the prophet among all prophets. This is one of our greatest needs because it is God's truth that we need to hear more than anything else in this time, in this age, and in this space for our lives. And so as we celebrate Christmas, as we enter into the heart of Advent season, we're reminded one of the most unique aspects of the Christian message, the Christian gospel, is that we have a God who speaks, who desires to communicate with us, and he uses human language to do it. And he does it to speak his words of truth to us, because that is what we desperately need to hear. A prophetic Jesus. The fulfillment of this passage in Deuteronomy is found not only in all the school of prophets that would follow, that we find throughout the Old Testament, but we find it ultimately fulfilled in the prophet, the teacher, the son of the living God, Jesus. And often, we don't equate those two things together. But we celebrate Jesus' arrival into our world, not only, yes, to live his life among us and then eventually give his life as a sacrifice for us and for our sins, but he came that he would speak the truth to us all because we so desperately need it. In our time and age, we hear various self-proclaimed teachers and prophets and authority figures in our lives. They speak their own truth. They speak half-truths. They spin their own truths. But what stands above them all throughout these 2,000 years is one who speaks the very truth of God that we desperately need to hear. It's interesting that when the Jewish people were ministered to by Jesus, they immediately identified him as the prophet. Look at Matthew 21, 9 through 11. And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." After Jesus performed the feeding of the 5,000 in John chapter 6, listen how they describe him. When the people saw the sign that he had done, after they gathered these leftover food, 12 baskets of food, fragments, barley loaves and fish, this is how they describe, "This indeed is the prophet who is to come into the world." Advent must be connected with the prophet that we have been waiting for to bring us the true words of God that we desperately need to hear. In an article by Ligonier Ministries, this was so helpful to me as I begin to really reflect upon Jesus' prophetic ministry to our world. When we refer to Christ as our prophet, we are not referring only to what he taught during his earthly ministry. Oh, you can go to the next slide. All of God's word from Genesis to Revelation is the result of Christ executing his office of prophet. As the Father, Spirit, and Son are perfectly united and share one essence, the words that the Spirit gave are no less the words of the Father and the Son. Jesus, therefore, speaks to us in every word of the Bible. Every word of the Bible. It was Jesus himself in John 5, 46 and 47. He says, "For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" What kind of crazy person, as a Jewish man, would go to other Jewish people and equate his words with the law and with Moses? But that is exactly what Jesus is saying. Jesus is the fulfillment of this longing of one who would finally come to speak the words of truth that our world and you and I desperately need to hear. And whether it's found in the ancient pages of the Old Testament all the way through the end of the New Testament, the entire Bible, the scriptures, those are Jesus' words. And it is something that we desperately need to hear. And so as we think about Advent, and we think about Matthew chapter 1, in that context of not only Jesus coming to this world to make us full of warm fuzzies during this holiday season, a holiday Jesus, maybe we think of him only as a transactional Jesus, hurry on and get up, get on with the show, get to the cross so that we can go on living our lives. But in the midst of that, please do not forget that we have the entrance to the prophet above all prophets, and his words are the words that need to fill our hearts, guide our lives, and become the very food that we need to eat. That is why we celebrate Christmas, the one who came to deliver the true word of God. And so, in Matthew 1, for example, in that most familiar passage, 19 to 23, but as he considered these things, we're talking about Joseph, who just got devastating news that the woman that he loved and was planning to marry would be pregnant and it would not be his child. And so that is not the way things are supposed to be. I'm just going to divorce her quietly. But he considered these things. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with Even in Jesus' arrival, his prophetic ministry of bringing us the word of truth is already transforming lives. In whatever situation you are in, think about even as he's preparing to come into our world. Think about these three phrases and how does that speak to you today? Do not fear. You don't understand what's happening in your life. Neither did Joseph. What's going on with my beloved plan to have a perfect family and the woman that I love? I'm just going to divorce her quietly. Do not divorce. No, this is part of my plan. So you don't understand it. You may not agree with it, but do not fear. Don't be afraid. Jesus speaking. Even at the time of his birth, he has come to save his people from their sins. Our greatest need of reconciliation between us and God and with one another and our broken world. Jesus has come not just for warm fuzzies or as the cherry on top of the holiday sundae. No, he came to rescue us from our sin. He has come to redeem our lives, renew us, make us fully human once again. Is that not good news? And no matter how far you feel you are from God, you've not been living as you should. You have messed up, and yet by his grace, he comes to sinners like you and I and says, you shall call him Emmanuel, God with Jesus' arrival into our world is celebrated because he is the true prophet of God. He is more than, he is the son of the living God, yes. But out of the three roles, we see this very important one of prophet, of priest, and of king. His words, even before he was born, continue to minister to you and I. Do not fear. You will be saved from your sins. And I will be with you to the very end of the age. God with us, Emmanuel. Jesus' arrival on earth was, yes, to come and eventually die on that cross. But as we celebrate and welcome Jesus this Christmas, be reminded that he has come in order to bring his words of truth into and over your life. Celebrating Jesus and celebrating Christmas means we finally have one that speaks the truth that we desperately need to hear. And so to celebrate Christmas and to celebrate the arrival of a Savior, we open up our hearts and lives to his words that speak to exactly the needs that we so desperately have. I pray that as we get ready to end this year and begin a new one, that as you celebrate Christmas and celebrate it with all your hearts, may there be room for you to say, I celebrate Jesus' birth this Christmas, but I also celebrate his arrival as the one who speaks the very words of God, the words of truth that I desperately need to hear. I end with John 5:24 as one that reminds me of Jesus as the one who speaks truth as a prophet above all prophets. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, my question very simply as we end is, what or whose voice do you allow to speak over your life, your marriage, your friendships, your work, your family? Would you be open to allowing the very words of Jesus to define your life, your relationship, your heart, as we celebrate the arrival of God's truth bearer in our world? You cannot celebrate Christmas apart from Jesus entering our world as the one who has come to bring the very words of truth for our lives and for our world. You cannot divorce those things. We celebrate the one who has arrived to deliver his word over our world and over our lives. To celebrate Christmas is to celebrate the arrival of the one, the only one, who speaks the very truth, the truth of God over our lives. May we as disciples in the church not forget that as we move forward in the new year. Whoever hears my word, Jesus says, and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for an opportunity to be reminded of a aspect of Christmas, your arrival into our world as one who fulfills what we have read in Deuteronomy, a longing to hear the words of life, the words of truth from the lips of one sent by you from heaven above. I pray, Father, that as we consider the power of your words over every aspect of our lives, I pray, Heavenly Father, that your truth will begin to take root. I pray, Heavenly Father, that in this new year, that we might grow in a hunger to know your words and realign our lives to allow you, Jesus, to be Lord over all, guide us, feed us, and transform us through your word. Thank you that you remind us, Heavenly Father, to not be afraid. Thank you that you have come to deal with the greatest battle and challenge of our lives, that you have come to save us from our sins. And indeed, you promise to be with us. I pray for anyone that is going through heartache and trouble, sadness and grief. We thank you for your eternal words that continue to minister to us through your life and ministry. And so, Father, we give you thanks. We thank you. And we humble ourselves before you. Teach us your word that we may know your heart and your plan for our lives. Do not be afraid. Save us from our sin. Thank you for being with us as God with us, Emmanuel.